Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Artificial intelligence, the main theme at Apple's event in Cupertino this morning, which showed off the company's latest line of new toys, iPhones and watches. Mark, let's start off with the iPhone. So what did you like?
So not a ton new here on the hardware, and I think that's part of the reason why you're seeing the strong focus on Apple Intelligence and their AI features, right? In terms of the new hardware, the models all look pretty much the same as last year's versions, but what you're getting is new colors on the lower-end models, a new desert titanium, sort of a gold color option on the higher-end models. And what you're also getting is a new camera control button. This allows you to have a dedicated button on the side of the phone to take pictures, and so I think that's going to be an interesting little mechanism that might inspire some upgrades, but overall, not a ton of changes on the hardware, save for the usual processor and camera improvements.
Okay, bigger screen, better battery life.
On the Pro models, you're getting slightly bigger screens. The screens are about 5% larger, but the bezels are smaller. They're about a third slimmer. And so what that's going to do is result in an overall slightly larger phone with more screen area, but a phone that's not so much bigger where it becomes unwieldy.
Okay, talk about where AI comes into play.
Well, AI, it's their Apple Intelligence service. These are the same features that were introduced in June, so now these are going to begin rolling out in October as we've expected. They're not going to come on the first units off the assembly line of these new iPhones, but this is the main selling point, right? Even when you go to buy the new phones, they're promoting Apple Intelligence as one of the main new features, right? And so you have writing tools, notification summaries, you have Genmojis to create your own emojis via text. So a lot of odds and ends here, some camera features related to AI. I don't believe at this point that AI is going to be a major selling point. I think that's something that's more likely to happen next year. But certainly it's going to be interesting to see how Apple Intelligence continues to evolve and how they can add more features over time.
So it sounds like if you're really anticipating using the AI, it might be better off to wait. But if you are, you know, hankering to get a new phone, I'm looking for the reasons to do so.
Well, what I'm saying is that Apple Intelligence is going to take quite a while to roll out in its full form. That's probably going to take through next year. And so I certainly think if you're looking for a new iPhone and you've been waiting and holding on to an upgrade, now is a good time to upgrade, right? They add these new bells and whistles every year. I think there's some fascinating new features here. If you come from a phone that's not the latest phone, not the 15 Pro, if you have a 14 or earlier, I think it's probably a good upgrade.
Yeah, I have an 11, so I'm starting to think about what...
You should definitely upgrade.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What about the watch and the AirPods?
So the AirPods, you're getting a new fourth-generation model here. There's a regular version and a version with noise cancellation. And I think these are a big upgrade at the low end, right? But I don't think these are needle movers. By any means, I think some of the new health features they introduced, including new hearing aid, new hearing loss prevention, and some other new mechanisms related to hearing health, I think are going to be hugely popular. Those are going to come to the second-gen AirPods Pro later this year. And the other thing is the Apple Watch. So you got a Series 10 that's a revamped design for the 10-year anniversary of the Apple Watch, and I think that's going to be quite popular. And then the Ultra, which launched last year, the second version launched last year, that got a new version including a black color option, but not much else to the hardware.
Okay, so the Ultra one is still as thin. It's a lower end model that's thinner and kind of catching up.
That's exactly right. The Ultra model, the high end model, that is the same thickness. That's quite a big. That's quite a chunky device.
Yeah, the Apple Watch though is still pretty popular.
The Apple Watch is quite popular. I think that they definitely are selling a lot of them. It didn't do so well last year, but I think that this new color refresh for the Ultra, and I think that new Series 10 model is going to get some more people interested in the line. So I think it's certainly something that people would be quite interested in. I think it's going to help overall sales this year for sure.
Overall, do you think that investors will be satisfied, or are they left kind of wanting more?
I think investors are scratching their head because I think they're finally realizing that the iPhone has essentially looked the same for the last 5 years, and I think they're wanting more and more. The new product category, of course, was the Vision Pro that launched earlier this year, but that is not creating much momentum. It's not a big needle mover for Apple at this point.
Is this going to be the kind of thing that people are going to want for the holidays, or is it...
I think the new watches are going to be popular for the holiday season. I think the phone, again, if you're coming from a phone that's older than an iPhone 15 Pro, I think it's a good upgrade. But if you're on an iPhone 15 Pro right now, there's really little reason to make a change.
Thanks very much. That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes up at 8 a.m.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.